Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home, we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, understand the truth of the Scriptures of the Bible, understand the truth of salvation as God wants it, to understand exactly how the world is going, and how we can, through Church at Home, each one of us in our own homes, seeking God, studying His Word, and this is why we have Church at Home. You can go to so many Sunday-keeping churches and you won't hear the truth preached. Or if you go, after a period of time, it's just a repetition of the same old thing. And almost right on the minute, if you could just time it, the minister in a pulpit will start his plea for those to give their heart to the Lord. Now, of course, God wants you to give your heart to Him, but that's not how the Bible shows that it is done. Think about it for a minute. With all the Bibles in the world, with all the preachers and teachers and everything like that, why is it that there's so much evil in the world? And why is it that even the Christian churches today are compromising with secularism and atheists, and even as we have seen in some cases, there are atheist ministers in the pulpit. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. Well, then, how can they believe in salvation? And all churches are seeing a decline in their membership. And I'll give you the very simple reason, which is this. Number one, they don't preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They preach their traditions and parts of the Bible that they preach or teach from are the well-worn paths that they have always trod. And also, there are so many who actually preach another Jesus. How can that be? Well, it happened back in the Apostle Paul's day. Another Jesus. There were those evangelists and false apostles. And they would come preaching things that they should not preach and teaching things that they should not teach. Yet they were religious. And yet people gave them ear. And how is it that the true Church of God, founded by Jesus Christ and the apostles that He raised up, how is it that right after the death of the Apostle John, the last living apostle, that the church just disintegrated? Well, because it was infiltrated by those who were going to take it down. And you see, a lot of people falsely assumed at that time in John's day that John would live until Jesus returned. But that isn't what Jesus said. He said, "What if I desire that he," that is John, "live until I return?" And so they assumed, well, Christ is going to be here on earth, and he's going to straighten everything out. Well, that didn't work out that way, did it? So if you study the history of the early church, immediately right after that, they started to bring in Sunday worship, and they started to downgrade keeping the true Christian Passover, and they began accepting the substitute of Easter. Did you know that? Now, Paul warned of this. So here we live at the end of the age, and we've seen what it's brought. So Paul writes here in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Now the serpent is Satan the devil. That ancient serpent called Satan the devil is deceiving the whole world. And right now, he's got a lot of helpers to do that. He's got a lot of technology to do that. He has a lot of people in place to preach the things that he wants preached even in the name of Christ. And those who would call evil good and good evil, and now they have substituted their own days of keeping, so much so that it is so wholly entrenched that it's awfully hard for people to believe that Sunday and Christmas and New Year's and Easter and all of those things are not of God and are not Christian. This is why you need the book, Occult Holidays and God's Holy Days, which that will tell you. This deception, though it began during the days of the apostles, and they were fighting it, and a lot of the churches were able to understand and know the difference between true apostles and false apostles, and found the false apostles to be liars. However, Satan has his ministers, and he has his apostles, and he has his teachers. And it comes with teaching things contrary to what the Bible teaches. And as you will see on Church at Home, and you need to write for this booklet or download it, A Sabbath Sunday Controversy, You Have Never Read, a warning from the enemy. Because those who are in the midst of this great changing of Christianity know what happened. So he says, verse 4, "For indeed, if someone comes preaching another Jesus whom we did not preach, or you receive a different spirit which you did not receive, or a different gospel which you did not accept, you put up with it as something good." Oh, let's hear something new. Oh, yes, that's a good opinion. That's not how to judge things. Not after carnal human reasoning. But you compare it with the scriptures. You compare it with truth. Is it really so? So let's continue right here. Verse 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers." Now, deceitful workers mean that they come in to change the doctrine. And that's what you're going to see. They have changed the meaning of the words. They have changed the meaning of the scriptures. There are even translations out there which are designed to take people away from Jesus Christ, the true Messiah, and replace it with another gospel, just like he says here. Now let's read what he says. "Deceitful workers who are transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, and it is no marvel, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Satan comes to bring you benefits. He comes to bring you pleasure in sin for a season. He comes to get you to believe a lie. May not be much at first, but gradually it expands and expands until the lie is so fantastic, it's unreal. As we saw in one of the earlier segments, they call evil good and good evil. All right? Verse 15. "Therefore, it is no great thing if his servants..." Now, are there those who are religious teachers who are serving Satan? Let's look at it another way. If all the Christian churches were preaching what was really in the Bible, and following the commandments of God as God has given, it would be totally different than from what you see today. See, today we are about 1,900 years removed from original Christianity, and everything has been changed. Now, the Word of God, they've tried some changes, but those are all identifiable. But people believe the changes. People have been taught that what they're doing is right, and they accept it, rather than prove the truth and compare Scripture with Scripture, you see. Now notice what they do. They transform themselves as ministers of righteousness. Isn't that something? This is why, in a nutshell, all the Christian churches in the world are declining at a very rapid rate. Because sin and iniquity is being accepted as truth and righteousness. And you ask the question, well, how did all of this start? Very easily. By simple little lies. By saying, well, you know, we're not to practice Judaism. So therefore, the Gentile church has to be different than the Jewish church. Well, did Jesus call it the Jewish church, or was it his church? That's why you also need our book, Judaism, A Revelation of Moses or a Religion of Men. Because really, the truth is, you can't understand the Bible until you understand about Judaism. And Jews were so hated, especially in the Roman Empire, because of their rebellion against the empire. And it was really their rebellion against God. And with the revolution in 135 AD, Bar Kokhba, the Jews were utterly slaughtered, and those who remained alive were scattered abroad, sent off in slavery. Now you've seen the thing concerning Masada, that high fortress way up on the top of a cliff. Well, even the works of the Jews could not save them from their enemy. Because there comes a time when you turn your back on God so much that there is no redemption out of it unless there is complete, total repentance to God. And that's why Church at Home, so that you can have that opportunity to change. You can have that opportunity to repent. You still have time to see and to know and look and to learn and to prove and hold fast, which is good. Now, let's fast forward to today. Let's see what has happened, because in the wisdom of the government and of the politician and of the church people, God has been removed from government, God has been removed from school, and yea, Satan is there to remove God from the churches and to remove the true Jesus from the understanding of people, lest they repent and change their ways. Now remember, there was a time when the students would be able to recite the Lord's Prayer in school. Look at the schools today. Teaching homosexual behavior clear down into 11th grade classes. And furthermore, since that's not enough, a lot of the students today, because they have cell phones, they can go online, and watch pornography. And they see the worst of it right there on their cell phone, because they're not getting enough of it in their classes. Oh, there's not enough perversion in the classes and in their education. And we are turning out of the schools the dumbest, the most ignorant, and the most uneducated children, all based on emotion and fun and games and lies. So here a 15-year-old wrote this new school prayer because they couldn't mention God. So here is his new Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule, for this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights, and any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Remember what happened when those boys were inspired by Tim Tebow, the one who thanks Christ for everything that he does? And in the school hall, they did a Tebow bow. They bowed down on one knee and put their hand right up to their forehead and their elbow on their knee. They were threatened with expulsion. Now continuing on with this new Pledge of Allegiance. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. for praying in the public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, ears, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We now elect a pregnant senior queen and an unwed daddy as our senior king. That's happened. True to the prophecy in Hosea, the fourth chapter, that if you reject knowledge and you reject God, God is going to forget your children. Have they been forgotten? This is why Church at Home, and also why you need homeschooling. Because look at how the children are turning out today. Now continuing here. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth control, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. Not a word of God must reach this crowd. Isn't that true? Think about it. Where have we gone as a people? How far have we gone? How much has the Christian world been a disaster because it has left God itself? Continuing. It's scary here, I must confess, when chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul please take. Amen. Been shootings in schools and colleges? Where's the repentant? Where are the religious leaders? Where are those who profess to know God? Well, they've left God so much that they don't know what is happening and why their churches are falling apart. That's why you need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Because this will tell you why they're falling apart. So let me read to you something. A lot of people wonder, well, why is this taking place? Why are these things going wrong? What's wrong in government? What's wrong in education? What's wrong in the lives of people? The answer, you've rejected God. Let's come here to Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you from being a priest to me, and we were to be a nation of priests to the world. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And so here's this poor child writing this 15-year-old describing what school is like. But you can't do anything because it's in the grips of satanic evil, in the name of the teachers' union, and in the name of the legislatures, and in the name of the atheist, and in the name of God-haters. Now, is there repentance? Is the Pope repenting? On his knees, destroying all the idols there at the Vatican, commanding all the priests to get married, commanding all of the homosexuals to resign, commanding all the nuns to get married, commanding them to keep the Sabbath and holy days of God. Is that happening in the Protestant churches, in the Baptist churches, in the churches of Christ, in the churches of the Latter-day Saints, so-called? Presbyterian Church, Methodist Church, name it, Assembly of God Church, all Sunday keepers. Will they renounce Sunday keeping? Will they renounce the holidays of this world? No. No, 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 no. We must be accommodating and accepting. So here's what the Baptist Church is going to do to solve a decline in attendance. This is from Monterey Herald paper, Dateline, Nashville, Tennessee. What if Southern Baptists were no longer called Southern Baptist? Would more people walk through church doors? You see, we're going to do a little tinkering here. and a little tinkering there. God wants your heart. God wants your repentance. God wants you to know Him. That's why Church at Home. How do you think the sermon would go over from the pulpit of a Baptist church? Some leaders in the nation's largest Protestant denomination say it's an idea that needs to be considered for an evangelistic faith with declining membership. A task force asked to study that question made its recommendation to the Southern Baptist Convention. President Brian Wright said on Wednesday, but it won't be public until an executive committee meeting in February. So we'll know here sometime in February. Wright wouldn't say whether new names have been proposed for the denomination's 16 million, but he has said the word Baptists will remain. Well, if he says that, that means that they did. The reason for doing this is simply to say, do we have an unnecessary barrier in reaching people for Jesus Christ? You do. Your own self-righteous ways. If you keep Sunday, you're doing man's bidding. If you keep the Sabbath, you're doing God's bidding. What about you? Whose bidding are you going to do? And if you do man's bidding, you're doing the bidding of Satan the devil. Have you ever read Revelation 13, where it says that the whole world is going to worship Satan the devil? How's that going to come about? By things like this. Figures released by the Southern Baptist Conference earlier this year showed total membership declining in 2010 for the fourth straight year, despite renewed missionary efforts. So here they want to continue churching people. So they say, if we don't aggressively plant churches and lead people to Christ, we're becoming increasingly irrelevant in the world around us. Absolutely true. You lead them first to repentance. You lead them next. And repentance is sin, and sin is a transgression of the law. And this is what needs to be understood. Do you want the blessings of God? Do you want to know where God is? Do you want God to answer your prayers? Do you want people really to be brought to Christ by the drawing of the Holy Spirit rather than by church planting to get people churched? God wants people converted. And converted people begins with preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and preaching the true laws of Christ, and preaching the commandments that we need to keep, and preaching a proper personal relationship with God through the study of His Word and prayer and the Holy Spirit. Listen, this world is so deceived and gone astray, you'd need Church at Home as never before. And we will keep at doing Church at Home. So this is what has happened in the 2 years since Church at Home began. So we hope that you will continue. We hope to help you. And our prayer is that God will lead you, that He will guide you, that He will direct you, that in these evil days that we are living in right now, that you will be able to have stability and strength, that you will be able to go through the difficult times, that you will have a steadfast love for God, a steadfast faith, based upon the Word of God, the truth of God, and baptism and repentance and receiving the Holy Spirit of God. That's what Church at Home is all about. So I'm happy to be able to bring this to you, the second year of Church at Home. We now have over 200 segments online to help you get out from under the veil of deception that has cloaked the whole Christian world. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And be sure and use our other website, cbcg.org, where we have hundreds of sermons and in-depth studies, verse by verse, into the Bible, so you can know the truth. And as Jesus said, the truth will set you free, and you'll be set free from the shackles of the false religions of this world, beginning in your own home. So until next time, this is Fred Colter saying, thank you for inviting me into your home.